Lecture 27, Bolsheviks in Power.
In this lecture, we look at yet another deeply contradictory period in modern Russian history, the first years after the Bolsheviks came to power at the end of 1917. This was a time in which many people were filled with great hope, with even quite creative ideas about how to create a new and, many would say, truly just world. It was also a time of enormous brutality and suffering. Frankly, few people actually expected the Bolsheviks to last very long in power. Consider what they were up against. On October 26th, having seized the main institutions of state power in Petrograd through a carefully planned uprising on the 25th, though, of course, as I mentioned, after they gained a majority in the Soviets. And then as power was taken by Soviets and Bolsheviks and Bolshevik-led Soviets in other cities. On this following day, the Bolsheviks proposed to the Congress of Soviets, which was meeting in Petrograd, a new cabinet, a new government, to be called the Council or Soviet of People's Commissars, the Council of People's Commissars. And this government, according to the Bolshevik proposal, was to be composed entirely of members of the Bolshevik Party. This was, of course, quite controversial, since most workers had not demanded Bolshevik power, or all power to the Bolsheviks. They had demanded Soviet power, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. But the Bolsheviks were a majority at this Congress, made larger, of course, when most of the other socialist parties got up and walked out of the room in protest against the Bolsheviks' physical seizure of power in Petrograd. And this, of course, provoked Lev Trotsky, Trotsky being one of the leading Bolsheviks at the time, who got up to the podium and declared his famous words as the other parties walked out, "Go where you belong, to the trash heap of history." And the Congress, certain in fact that history was indeed on their side, as well, they believed, as the people, approved this proposed all-Bolshevik government. And Vladimir Lenin, the head of the Bolshevik Party, was declared to be the chairman of the Council of People's Commissars, in other words, head of the government. If this government was to survive, they would, of course, have to do what they promised: get Russia safely out of the war, restore a collapsed economy, including ensuring food supplies for both cities and army, and to create effective political rule. Predictions that this one-party government could ever possibly do all this were widespread. Predictions of failure were widespread. Most non-Bolshevik socialists even argued that the only possible way they could answer these desperate needs for the country was with a broad alliance of all the revolutionary groups in the country. The only way they could defend Soviet power against what they believed to be certain opposition by other classes in society, by the propertied classes, was an all-socialist government. At best, many people predicted, Bolshevik power would just be another brief stage in the history of Russia's sufferings. The Bolsheviks had two contradictory, in many ways, answers to these doubts about whether they could hold power for very long. The first was that they insistently viewed their actions in coming to power in Russia in an international light. Many leading Bolsheviks believed that what they were beginning to call the October Revolution was not about gaining state power for anybody in Russia. It was about inspiring a worldwide socialist revolution, which would then bring them help from the more industrialized countries of the West, especially Germany, which seemed closest to revolution. In fact, in 1918, Lenin got up before a party congress, the 7th Party Congress, and he declared quite bluntly, he said in his words, "It is an absolute truth that without a German revolution, we are doomed." But, he said, this revolution would not come immediately. And Lenin argued, in the meantime, the Bolsheviks would have to, in his words, learn to govern. The second answer to these doubts about whether they could hold power, embedded in fact in Lenin's phrase, "they would have to learn to govern," what can only be described as revolutionary hubris, enormous self-confidence, even arrogance about what it is that they could do if they put their minds to it.